Hello, hello to all of you. Today we are doing our follow-through episode on the Business of Life Masterclass podcast from our interview with Dottie Grover Skipper. If you did not get a chance to listen to her first episode, please do. You will not be disappointed. Her original episode aired on March 6th, and the topic was living and loving each day with grace and gratitude. How cool is that? Barb Zant here, media sales leader and founder of the lifestyle brand, The Stay at Work Mom.
Hi, everyone. It's Debbie Lundberg, performance and mindset coach with Presenting Powerfully. And yes, that was so cool how Dottie really does truly embrace every day, not just like the good days either. She makes every day good.
Talk about inspirational. It was so great to have Dottie on. She did a recent TED talk. Make sure everyone listens to that. We will make sure that that link is in our show notes. She's releasing a book soon. We'll not be able to do that because it won't come out in time for her follow through episode. But another thing that I loved is her words on contagious positivity. And so yes. I love to be associated with that. And that was one of the things that she loved about our show.
Well, yes, the credit really to all of our guests coming so well prepared. I mean, you talk about being prepared. Dottie was, she was complimenting people. I've gotten to see her, ironically, more since we had her on the show than I've probably ever have in my life, in real life, not simply social media, which we'll get to in a minute about how wonderful her social media is. And I know you have some comments on that. What has happened is I'll be with someone like Carrie, and she'll comment that she listened to the show and what she got from Carrie Getz being on the show or Rita Lohman being on the show. So she really prepared. And I know you probably feel very similarly, Barb, but for our audience to know, because we so appreciate all of our listeners, is that our guests really do listen and pay attention, and they want to do a great job because they're living their lives that way. I mean, we're asking them things about their morning routine, something other than their morning routine, their influence, and something to stop doing. So they really are letting us peek into their personal private lives. And Dottie certainly didn't hold back on that.
I feel very lucky to be able to have that glimpse for sure. And so one of the things that I implemented is Dottie told us she is an early riser. And I am too. From necessity, I do prefer to sleep in. But she involved her husband in her morning plan, and they do that with a prayer and devotion. And so I attempted to do this with my husband, and we were doing more of gratitude and what's going on in the day. But he does like to start his day differently. He likes to have a cup of coffee and not really talk to anyone like for the first hour of the day. So he told me I could get him involved a little bit later, but he wants me to stick to my morning routine. And he said he would stick to his.
Nothing wrong with that. I think that's a really, really valid point. And I know Dottie will likely be listening, and we surely appreciate that. You know, we've had other things that we've implemented, or you've implemented and I haven't, or I've implemented and you haven't. And it's really what works. And that's the beauty of the Business of Life Masterclass podcast, and really, again, to the credit of our terrific guests, that they're all successful, they're all driven, they're all creating these wonderful lives, and yet they're not doing it the same. So I didn't opt for that, and I also didn't say I would, because I get up and then I leave and go run, typically, or sometimes go to Orange Theory. So I get up and then Michael does after, and so we're not together, but we talk almost every day on the phone. We share Wordle. We do things like that early. And so our routine is bringing that together. So he and I do that with his mom, and then I do it with my mom with Wordle. And so I didn't change it, but I did think about that perhaps at a different phase in our lives, we would do that, because you have a demanding schedule. You have your son, and your husband, Chris, has a different approach. Michael and I used to do things in the morning, and we used to go to kickboxing. And then, to Michael's credit, he said he didn't like working out in the morning. So while we didn't do the devotional there, that gratitude that you talk about, we usually do a high for the day or what it, you know, what do you think about the day type of thing at night. So it's not the same. At the same time, Daddy talking about it reminded me to do that each day with him. So end of day.
She also talked about each day is a gift and to slow down and appreciate. And so I absolutely have been thinking about her every time I take a breath and slow down and appreciate all that is around me. But that leads me into the sunflower. So she mentioned that she had sunflowers that were huge. And so not only do I want to go to her house, and she invited us for when she does have them planted, but we are doing some work on our landscaping. And so I met with them to see where we could plant some, and then did my research on the planting time. And I mean, boy, I found everything from shoulder seasons, fall, winter, even early spring. But I am absolutely going to find somewhere in our yard. I don't know if we'd have room for something as large as Dottie talked about, but I love sunflowers. They're so happy to me.
Happy flower.
And I've wanted to plant them for years. And so now I have taken action on that. And every time I see him, I'm going to think of her, but I can't wait to meet her in the community in person. And then I definitely want to take a look at the sunflowers that she has planted when she does that.
Well, I'm in with you. You know, I love sunflowers too, and I'm a flower person. So we don't have a spot to plant them. But what Dot said, and I know some people have more of a green thumb than others, she said that they can really do them whenever they want where she lives. And she doesn't live far from either of us, but the amount of sun you get, it varies. Something though about when you said slowing down and taking the time. So I've seen her, Barb, I think I've seen her four times in just a short amount of time, because we're during International Women's Month and we have some other things in common with the Girl Scouts and different things. So I've seen her and she truly lives that. She made time to come over and say hello each time. And so today, interestingly enough, I saw her at a lunch and I said, you know what? I'm going to be talking to Barb later. Let's get a picture, because I noticed her social media is so great. I go in phases, and you know that. Like, I do my video every day for the Coach's Corner Tip, which I love and enjoy. And then sometimes I'm at an event and I don't feel like taking photos because I'm just so connected to the conversations. And other times I'm really connected to the people and the photos seem very natural. So I'm taking from Dottie that, like, it's okay if I don't. I mean, I'm enjoying it. Today, though, because it was at the end of the luncheon and I had scheduled inadvertently some extra time, and to the Girl Scouts' credit, they ended 5 minutes early, which you know I love. Then I said, you know what, do you want to get a picture? And then I said, because Barb and I are going to be doing the follow through. And so she was gracious. I mean, she doesn't ever appear hurried or rushed. She might have wanted to leave because it had been already a full day. She didn't appear that way. So she is genuinely that gracious, living every moment. Now, something we didn't talk a lot about Dottie, and if you look at her, you know, you heard her say she was an NFL cheerleader, and she does some really cool, if you're not following her on social, she does some Miami Dolphins cheerleader throwback stuff, and it's really cool. So she puts it all out there with gratitude and in a very fun way that's energizing. So she shared that she had COVID very badly, like nearly tragically. And that was another, even though she's been someone who's enjoyed each day, that reinvigorated her to really be present, because it was that dire when she was in the hospital. And that's when she really came into my view a lot, is I think because it happened to be at the hospital and, you know, all of these things in the community that we're involved in. And it's just striking to think of somebody who does so much for so many others with human trafficking and being genuinely kind and present, that she was almost taken from us. So that perspective that she has, it's amazing how she doesn't get bitter or scared. She gets better and empowered by it to really embrace life. So whenever I see her, she lights up the room, truly. And I know people say that about people. She really does. She tends to wear a lot of cobalt blue, which is our lightning color in Tampa, but it just looks so good on her. And she has this beautiful, looks like beautiful natural gray hair. That's just, there's something about her that has such a good positivity that it is contagious. Now that you mentioned that, I think I've probably given you about 1200 words to get to that answer, that her positivity is contagious from her energy.
And you are right. Her social media is fabulous. And all that she's doing in the community, and I was reading up on the human trafficking and all that she's doing there. Wow. So much. So
it's
much.
It's true. It's a lot. And it was, she sparked my commenting. Michael and I were able to do a talk for an appreciation of healthcare providers in a group we'd never been to yesterday. And because Dottie's been so on my mind, and she's such a positive influence, and she's dedicated to assisting men and women who are being sex trafficked, get out of that situation and then have really good, fulfilled lives. So not just getting them out of the situation, giving them the education and the ability to feel comfortable and confident and not scared. She's done so much that she really is positively influencing so many of us, that I brought it up in our talk yesterday that I never realized that going through the living kidney donation, that they kept asking me all these questions that seemed very peculiar. And finally I said, is there something you're not telling me that has shown up in my tests? You're asking me a lot of these questions that are seemingly sexual related to things like that. And they told me that people get trafficked for their organs and told that if they donate an organ that they'll let them out. I mean, imagine that that happens. And I'm sure Dottie's very aware of that, but I was naive to it. And so she's assisted me with incorporating that into the talks about living donation, that, you know, somebody, if you notice somebody and they seem like they're doing it, but it's not for the right reason and they're not related. Now, you know, less than 3% of people will do that for somebody they're not related to, but that's a good heads up. I mean, so she's empowering and inspiring and educating us even on our social media every day. So what a joy it was to have her.
Yeah. And I had no idea that Tampa Bay was so impacted. And so it made me so much more aware and aware what to look for. So a true inspiration. Please, if you didn't listen to our first episode, go back. I promise you will not be disappointed. And as we close this out, please know, listeners, that you can stay connected with us on Instagram and Facebook at the Business of Life Masterclass, me on Instagram at the Stay at Work Mom. And Debbie is Debbie Lumberg most everywhere. Debbie is Debbie Lumberg Coach on TikTok. Check her out. If you liked what you heard, please rate us 5 stars. We are committed to providing you with 5-star guests just like Dottie, and look for Dottie for inspiration as well. So stay tuned, and thanks for joining us for this episode of the Business of Life Masterclass, the podcast for successful people embracing every chance to accomplish and experience all you can in business and in life.
Listen, choose, do. Thank you.
Thank you.